40 by around 5 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds and gusty winds, low 30 for Thanksgiving Day.
Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Hello, good morning. It is Wellness Wednesday, November 26th, and Keisha from Fuller Life Counseling is joining me as my co-host. Hello, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Kelly. I'm glad to be back.
Yes. All right. Thanksgiving Eve. It's a beautiful day. We're finally seeing some sunshine.
Absolutely.
That makes us feel good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sunshine, vitamin D, that's what we need.
That's
absolutely
right. I agree. Because it has been kind of gloomy the last few days. So I'm thankful that the clouds are rolling out and the sun is rolling in.
Yes.
So very happy about that. I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. We have Fireline Outdoors, along with All About Me Boutique. Wellness Wednesday is presented this week by Fuller Life Counseling Partners and First Insurance Group USA. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. If you want to call in and chat with us today, let us know what your Thanksgiving traditions are, what you guys have planned, what your favorite food is around Thanksgiving. We're just going to be thankful, grateful, and chat about Thanksgiving and the holidays, and of course our sponsors too. But we would love for you to join our conversation and chat with Keisha and I this morning. So do you have big plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, my family is from Tennessee, so we are traveling tomorrow morning to see my family. We got a big family. Mm-hmm. They love to celebrate and talk and do activities, so it's a little stressful, of course, like anything, just kind of getting things together. But I know once we're there, we're just going to have a great time and just be present with everyone and enjoy each other's company. So
I think that is important. An important thing to remember is to be present.
Yes.
I'm trying to do that a little bit more. I mean, in this world of having a phone and yes, I try to take photos when I can, and I am really being very conscious of being present and in that conversation and not paying attention to other things, just being there.
Yes.
And it creates better memories, I think, when you're able to do that.
Absolutely. When you're present and just focused on the person in front of you, the people in front of you, just the laughter, telling stories, different things like that, it does bring up our mood quite a bit. You mentioned about gratitude, being grateful. So that is another mood booster as well. And then especially if you're with family, friends, or if you have family that's far away, if you are engaged with friends, healthy friends that you can gather around and just have a good time and be present and just be in the moment.
That's right.
It really does something to our immune system.
Yes.
Yes.
I totally agree with that. So yes, where you can, when you can, just surround yourself with all kinds of goodness. And you know, I was reading the other day, actually earlier this morning, something popped up, and you know, and I forget what it's called exactly now, but whenever you are thinking good thoughts and you're thinking about good things and you're being grateful, it kind of changes your neuropathy. Is it the neuropathy?
Yes.
Or is that correct?
Yes,
did I say
absolutely.
That right?
Okay. Yeah, boost your dopamine up.
And yes.
Yeah, serotonin, absolutely. Just like when we go outside and we get like 10 minutes of the sun, how it kind of boosts all those chemicals in our body. Mm-hmm. So being around people, being present, laughing more, telling stories, you know, just gathering, you know, connecting to people is the number one thing.
Yeah.
So making sure that we are connected to someone, whether it's family, friends, just connecting to someone.
Yeah. And they, what is the old saying? Laughter is really the best medicine.
Absolutely.
A lot of truth in that, isn't there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you just can't imagine how much it reduces the stress.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it just makes you feel so much better and so lighter, so much lighter.
Yes.
So laugh when you can, as much as you can, and you'll you'll boost your mood just a little bit. So, all right, let's talk a few moments about Fireline Outdoors. I know Amy was in with us on Monday and giving us the scoop on the Black Friday specials that she has going on. And let me tell you, they are loaded up with some Black Friday specials with this Rocky Mountain crossbow. She also has this Wicked Ridge crossbow, Commander M1. That is on sale, $100 off of that one. Also, let's see here. She has the SIG Buckmaster. SIG Buckmaster 3 9x40. I think that's right. It's only $79, marked down from $119. She has the Bushnell Vault and Prime Combo, and that was priced at $260. It's now just $99.
Oh, wow.
So if you're looking for that, check that out. She has a picture of these Black Friday specials on her Facebook page, and this is, she's just getting started, okay? Mm-hmm. She has a lot more to mark down, a lot more to price. Costa sunglasses, 40% off. She has her Gator Waiter camp shoes, $15 off. They're now $49.99. Hui up to 60% off.
Wow.
Yes. All hats, 30% off, along with the Gator Waiter camp boots and Myra Weekender bag, which is absolutely gorgeous. If you've been wanting one of those, they are 30% off too. Candleberry, 30% off.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you. She got a whole new shipment in yesterday. I was talking to her.
Wow. Yeah.
And she said, I'm waiting on the truck to get here. I mean, boxes and boxes and boxes. And she has more coming today, y'all. Wow. She has more coming. I think Amy got a little bit carried away, but we are talking incredible deals, incredible prices, perfect for Christmas gift buying. If you want to mark some folks off of your Christmas list, this is a wonderful opportunity to do that. You'll find some stocking stuffers, some snacks, knives. I know they have a huge special on their case knives. If you saw that circular, there is a circular that has the special pricing on that. Several knives with that special pricing. The Christmas case knives are just beautiful each year. They come out with a new Christmas design, and I believe she said this year it's a nativity, which last year was a nativity, but I believe it's a little different this year, and I always try to get a case knife for my dad for Christmas. So he, and I just now said that. I hope he's not listening right now. I hope he and mom are not listening. And he's like, oh, well, I know what I'll be unwrapping on Christmas morning. But my dad's birthday is on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
So we try to make it extra special.
Yeah.
And I try to, you know, get him something that he can add to his collection because he already has a really nice case knife collection.
Yeah.
So,
well, he may know what he's getting, but he doesn't know exactly what it'll look
that's
like.
Right.
So
that's right.
That'll be the big surprise.
Exactly. Exactly. And of course, you know, throughout the week, Fireline has different food trucks that set up out there. Mm-hmm. So while you're shopping, you can grab you a bite to eat and go on about your day. But yeah, they have some great specials going on. Dano Seasonings, they have every single flavor that you can imagine. So make sure that you check out their deals and their specials at Fireline. Head over to their Facebook page and take a sneak peek at what they are doing. And check out their hours. Mm-hmm. She has extended her hours and extended the days that she's open, that they are open during the Christmas holiday. In fact, she will be open on Sunday afternoons from 1 to 5 through Christmas.
Nice.
So that will be helpful for those who may, it's a little more difficult to get out during the week, you know, because of work or whatever. And sometimes Sunday afternoon, you know, after church, you're out and about doing things. You may want to swing by and see what's going on there.
Sounds like a one-stop shop.
Yes. I mean, they have a little bit of everything there. Yeah. And that was what they envisioned when they opened Fireline was, you know, an outdoor store, of course. But Amy wanted a few things. So when the women come by, you know, they have some things that they can look around and shop for as well. So, yeah, it really is a one-stop shop. Lots of different things that you can find there at Fireline. Located on West Main Street in Glasgow. That is there at the red light, right, kind of diagonal I guess, from the People's Bank, but you cannot miss it. See the sign. You'll see the Titan hunting blinds outside and, you know, right outside of their parking lot. So you cannot miss the place whenever you drive by there. So that's Fireline Outdoors. All right. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. And, you know, Keisha, while the holidays are typically a joyous time, a happy time, a fun time for a lot of people, there are some folks that it's a sad time. It can be a depressing time. It can be a very difficult time for those. And, you know, maybe it's first holiday without a loved one, or, you know, a first holiday where you're not using a substance and you're having to be around family and be around others that still may partake in an alcoholic drink, or, you know, there's so many different scenarios.
Yes.
So what would you suggest to those who are kind of struggling right now? What would be something that they could do to kind of help get them through the next several weeks?
Yeah. So it is a very stressful time for a lot of people. I think about 3 out of 5 people experience an increase in their stress, whether it's Christmas shopping or trying to find that perfect gift, or cooking, or, you know, definitely the loss of a loved one, first time holiday that their loved one's not there. And that's what my family has experienced. So a lot of times we want to isolate and like push it away and just not think about it. But that can be the worst thing that we can do. So the first thing I tell people is just acknowledge what you're feeling. Don't try to push it away. Just acknowledge it and talk to someone, whether it's your therapist or your friends or a loved one. And you guys just talk about what we're feeling right now, what's going on, just acknowledging it. Another thing is also getting together with family or friends. A lot of times, again, we want to isolate, but we need to connect with people. If you are needing to experience something as far as getting that dopamine level up and different things, I suggest people that when you start feeling this way, just go for a walk for a little bit, maybe even journal. I'm big about gratitude journals. And so a lot of times, again, that gratitude, just, I know we're missing that loved one and we wish they were there, but the gratitude can be about those wonderful memories that you still have with them. And so a lot of times I encourage family members just to get together and talk about some of those happy memories that you got to experience, you know. And of course, it's going to be laughter. There's going to be sadness. Just allow yourself to feel those emotions as well. So those are some of the couple of tips that I usually tell individuals that I have, just to try to experience that. But the big thing is, don't push the emotion down. Bring it out. Acknowledge it. Talk to people. The more we are around people, the more we feel connected. When we're isolating ourselves, the more we feel that loneliness. And then that is definitely a big trigger, especially if we're in recovery. For the people who are in recovery, and this is an early recovery for them. First time, holidays, they're trying to stay clean and sober. There are so many different organizations, especially that has started in Glasgow, that you can connect to with other people who have experienced it either in the past or currently experiencing it now. So being a part of those groups are really important as well. And if we're with family members and they are still drinking, you know, and we have said we are not partaking in that and we're in early recovery, honestly, the big thing is know that, okay, I don't have to stay the whole time.
Right.
So I can go, I can show my face and be with the family members. But when those emotions, that trigger starts to come up, have someone that you can call, reach out to, make different plans, go to a meeting, whatever that may look like.
Yeah. Some great advice, some great things to keep in mind over the next, not just the next few days, but over the next several weeks, because we all know there's not just a, you know, gatherings on Thanksgiving and on Christmas. There are so many holiday parties and festivities and gatherings that folks are going to be a part of. So some things to keep in mind. And I think feeling your feels is important. You know, you don't want to push those feelings away. You don't want to ignore those feelings. You want to feel them thoroughly.
Yes.
And go, and everyone goes through different stages of grief.
Yes.
And you may be in a different stage than someone else in your family or a friend or another mm-hmm. loved one. So everyone experiences things differently.
Yes, absolutely. So just don't say to yourself, like, okay, this is the first holiday, and why am I not crying? Why am I not feeling this emotion? You know, that's okay.
Yeah.
There's no, it's no linear type, you know, stages of grief you go through. You go through all types, and some people may experience that through the holidays. Some people may not. It may be after the holidays. But just acknowledge what you're feeling right now. And it's okay if you're not feeling what someone else is feeling.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. All right, some great advice. You can call in this morning, chat with us if you would like, 270-651-3000. Let us know what you're grateful for. Mm-hmm. Is there something specific that you're grateful for this year? Maybe something happened or something occurred and you're just so grateful that you have X, or grateful that you experience this, or mm-hmm. you know, it could be just as simple as I'm just grateful for my family.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think the more times that we hear people talking about it and the more times that we say it, I think we become a little more grateful. Mm-hmm. I am personally grateful for my health journey this mm-hmm. year. You know, earlier in the year I was experiencing, you know, heart issues where my yeah. heart was beating irregularly and mm-hmm. didn't really know what was going on, and went to the cardiologist, and I was so relieved when he said, you need to be exercising, because mm-hmm. I was not,
yeah.
you know, not on a regular basis, mm-hmm. not anything to really speak about. And when he said, you need to be exercising, mm-hmm. it's just, it's like it flipped a switch.
Yeah.
And I was so grateful that mm-hmm. exercise was the fix.
Yeah, absolutely. So grateful for the insight.
Yes. Yes, and mm-hmm. grateful for the cardiologist who wasn't trying to push a medicine
yes.
down me. He did, mm-hmm. he did give me that option. He said, you can exercise, or mm-hmm. your other option is to take a medication that will slow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I think I'll take the first option.
Yeah.
I'm going to start exercising again. Mm-hmm. And he laughed and said, well, it's funny that you say that, because even if you had chosen the medication, I was going to tell
yeah.
you to exercise anyway.
Yeah.
So I have really stepped up on my health journey this year, and I'm not perfect
Mm-mm.
by any means, you know, but I try to exercise way more. I am exercising
yes.
way more than I was 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And it's not perfection, it's progress.
That's right. That's exactly
whatever
right.
your progress looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So my progress may not look like your progress,
right.
but if I can measure my own progress of where I was maybe 3-6 months ago mm-hmm. and where I'm at now, I may not be exactly where I would like to be, but I'm going to be grateful for the journey that I've been on and where I'm at today.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So got my 20-minute workout in this morning, and
yeah.
it's amazing how much better you feel, like getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, Keisha, want to get out of bed.
No.
Okay. And once I got up and got going and actually did my workout
mm-hmm.
afterwards, I'm like, gosh, I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what a little exercise will do for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And around the holiday season, I'd encourage people to exercise. Mm-hmm. Right now, the gym is probably not a lot of people at the gym at this moment, this time of the season, because everybody's busy and they got things on their list and stuff. And so the gym will start becoming a little bit busier probably after the New Year's.
So. When folks think that they need to make those New Year's resolutions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a whole
yeah.
other topic.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation.
But you, honestly, you don't even have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Just going for a walk
yes.
around your neighborhood, you know, just actually cleaning. It's actually a little bit of exercise.
Ugh.
I know no one likes it.
Who wants to do that?
Well, you would play a little music and stuff
yes.
and get things
yeah.
going, but playing with your animals, playing with your dogs,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
different, anything to get your body moving.
Mm-hmm.
With my family, after we go and we have a big Thanksgiving dinner, we play. And so my mom still has a Wii. So I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, fun.
That's
the, yes.
So we play all yeah. these different like activities on there, whether it's tennis or boxing or whatever, and we're not just exercising, we're also getting a good laugh
out
of each other. So,
burning off those turkey and the pumpkin pie and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So just anything to get your body moving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very, very important. Yes. All right. 270-651-3000. I know there's somebody out there that's grateful for something.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all being shy? I know the normal morning routine is a little off because kids are out of school, so it may be a little bit different. But I know someone is grateful for something out there.
Yeah, even if it's just a small thing.
Yeah.
You know, grateful for that cup of coffee that was just perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I'm grateful for that every morning. When I sit down and I pick up my very first cup of coffee and that first sip, I'm like,
yes,
what I've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. It's even more special after I work out because I don't have a cup of coffee before I work out.
Yeah.
That's what I do after my workout. And I'm like, gosh, this tastes so good.
Well, that's part of you rewarding yourself. And that's a lot of times we forget to reward ourselves. And we think, oh, self-care and rewarding myself is something big and I got to spend a lot of money. But it really isn't. It's having that first cup of coffee after you get finished working out, that once I work out, this is what I'm going to do to reward myself.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And we should reward ourselves.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to cost anything. It doesn't have to be anything big and extravagant.
No.
Just something that you look forward to and rewarding yourself throughout the day. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
Absolutely.
All right, 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. Keisha is in this morning from Fuller Life Counseling Partners. They are our Wellness Wednesday sponsor, and going to talk a few moments about All About Me Boutique, which is located on West Main Street in Glasgow. And I want to tell you a little bit about this post that they mentioned yesterday. So it is a spotlight on Amber Rutherford, and she is from Hart County, and she's a jewelry maker, an artist. She's a music lover, pageant competitor, and she reminds us every day that different doesn't mean less. Okay, so this is her message. Just because you have a disability doesn't make you disabled. Chase your dreams and don't let anyone stop you. So they are so proud to be featuring her beautiful bracelets there at All About Me. I'm going to turn my computer around so you can see. Aren't they gorgeous?
Oh, they are.
Yes.
Those are great Christmas presents, too.
I know, yes. So, you know, if you want to see Amber's bracelets, stop by All About Me Boutique. Take a look. They are absolutely beautiful. And what an inspiration she is to everyone. Mm. You know, chase your dreams and don't let anyone stop you. That's what she's doing right now. So I love that. And the girls at All About Me Boutique, they are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Gina and Ann, or Thelma and Louise, whatever you want to call them, they are so much fun. And they have some Black Friday specials that they told us about yesterday. So starting off Friday morning from 9 to 10, 30% off the entire store. From 10 to 12, 20% off. And then 12 to 2, for every $50 you spend, you get $10 that you can keep for yourself if you want to. Okay.
And reward yourself.
That's exactly right. That's your reward. Two to four is spin the wheel. So when you spin the wheel, they're going to have different things, like maybe some free gifts or discounts, whatever they decide to put on the wheel. And then four to six, I believe, is going to be owner's choice. So I think Gina and Ann get to decide what they want to do between four and six. So that may be a surprise. And then on Small Business Saturday, they will have scratch offs for savings. So they have like these little cards and you scratch off your savings and who knows what you could save. Yeah. So they have anything from comfortable tops and comfortable outfits to beautiful dresses and denim. They have little girls' clothing and nice gift ideas. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something, tons of jewelry, shoes, booties, handbags, hats. They have calligraphy creation, I like to call Kaylee's Corner there, with the graphic tees and swig cups, all kinds of cool designs, Christmas designs. So the store is full of fun things.
Sounds like a great place to go when you have that person that's hard to shop for.
Mm-hmm. And they will help you find something. If you need a little help, guys, if you don't know what to get your wife, your mom, your sister, your girlfriend, you know, go and see Gina and Ann. They will help you get taken care of. Gift cards. You can always do a gift card as well.
Yeah. So, I love those.
I know. That way you can go buy whatever you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, very nice. Yeah. All About Me Boutique, also located on West Main Street, the other end of West Main Street. That's right across from the Animal Clinic, just down from Southern Cup. So you cannot miss them. Stop in and do some shopping with All About Me Boutique. Mm-hmm. All right. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. I guess nobody's grateful for anything this morning, Keisha.
You got to be grateful for something.
That's what I was thinking. I thought that would get the phones just blowing up. What, you know, I'm not going to ask your name, if that makes a difference. I won't make you tell your name. But if you want to just call in and say I'm grateful for X, Y, or Z, please let us know. What are you grateful for, Keisha?
Oh, my goodness. I'm grateful for so many different things. Definitely my family. I'm grateful for them being there during the times that I needed them. I'm grateful for my health.
Yes.
The older I get, the more I start to realize that my health is very important. So just the insight that I need to change some things is what I'm grateful for. Grateful for those good night's sleeps. And also grateful for, it's the holiday season. So one of the things I love to do is watch those Christmas movies.
Yes.
And just grateful that those movies still make me laugh as if I've never seen them before. So I'm grateful for things that continue to make me laugh and make me appreciate just how important laughter is.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and I'm grateful for my coworkers at Fuller Life Counseling.
So going back to the movies, so is there a movie favorite? Is there one that's just your favorite you got to watch every year?
There's two. So one is A Christmas Story.
Yes.
So I'm a huge Ralphie fan. So I've seen it too many times. And Christmas Vacation.
Yes. Okay, that was going to be one of mine for sure.
So Christmas between those two, I mean, our family, we get together and we watch it every single year.
Yeah, we haven't watched it yet. Have you guys watched it already?
Not yet, but we are planning on watching it either tomorrow night or Friday night.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we haven't brought that out just yet, but I have been watching some Hallmark and Great American Family Christmas movies, and that's a channel that I didn't realize that I had. We have YouTube TV now, and I did not realize that we had that until I was searching through, and they're new Christmas movies that I had never seen before. Yes. So I was like, yay.
There's some really great movies on there.
Yes, and they're very heartwarming. Yes. And I just, I mean, I love a good Hallmark movie, but I really I like some of the newer ones that I haven't. Well, they may be older movies, but I just haven't seen them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm discovering that this year as well. So I love a good, you know, first thing in the morning, occasionally I'll get up and, you know, get that first cup of coffee and turn the Christmas lights on. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And it's still dark outside. Everybody else is asleep except for me and Presley. And the Christmas lights are on and I'll pop on a Christmas movie and just sit there. And I love to have one of those movies on just in the background, the music that plays, and I may not be hearing what they're saying, but just having that background music while I'm up cooking or cleaning.
Or
laundry or anything like that. I don't know. It just makes me happy.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
The small things.
Just the small things. Absolutely.
Yeah. So some good stuff. All right. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. We would love to hear from you this morning. Maybe the phones aren't working. Maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know. That could be it, because we have had some phone line problems.
Well, I would love to hear from people to see what they're grateful for, because then I can probably make that in my little list of, oh, I should think about being grateful for something similar to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. You mentioned your coworkers and the team there at Fuller Life Counseling, that whole staff is just amazing. So you guys have several different locations. Actually, hold that thought. We do have
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Oh, and see, that's the issue we've been having with our phones. Let's try the other line. Okay. There's somebody there.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
How are you, Steve?
I'm doing good.
Good.
It's a blessed day that I'm up every day. I thank God for everything, what he does for me.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I mean, if a person knows and they get down, they'll understand God will bring you back if he'll, you know, you got to be with him. You got to pray. He'll take care of you.
Mm. A lot to be grateful for, isn't there?
Yeah, because that's one fall like it got me in. Like that lady just said, older you get,
mm-hmm.
you know, you ain't young back no more like you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for everybody for their Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah,
I thank God for everybody.
Definitely. Well, it's so good to hear from you. I'm so, so grateful that you're back and able to listen and call in, because I missed you over the last several months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, at the nursing home when I was out there
mm-hmm.
for a pretty good while, I tell you what, I seen a lot of the older men and older women, you know, they some of them don't have much family and stuff like that, and some of them has and stuff like that, but, you know, you can pray for them.
Yeah, definitely.
I learned that. Mm-hmm. I learned all that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, Steve,
God will put you in a place where you need to be for a while, a season, then he'll bring you back out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he definitely will. He definitely will.
Y'all have a blessed day. I just wanted to
thank
say you anything good for mm-hmm. my Lord. I will.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. That was wonderful.
I hope you have a happy
y'all
Thanksgiving.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Love it.
Yeah, I do.
A lot to be grateful
you know,
for.
As we get older, we start to change our priorities. You know, the things that we used to think about, stress over, we just don't do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, let's try another phone call.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Well, first of all, we all need to be thankful to God for giving us a good life and taking care of us. And second of all, my family, which everybody's families are important. My family's had a hard time for a couple, 3 years, but everybody's got through it. And now my family's happier than they've ever been and cherish life more. And we've got new little girls in our family that, you know, we enjoy and are proud of. And so, and I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my friends. I'm happy for having good friends, and happy that we live in a state where we have a governor that protects us and looks mm-hmm. out for us and just really is a good person to take care of us.
mm-hmm.
And so I'm happy for everything and happy for people around me and try to do what I can to help the people that I know and people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we all just need to be kinder to people, because that's the problem I run into, is people being so hateful and greedy acting, and we shouldn't be that way, especially in today's world and time. We all need to take care of each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything to be kind and be nice to someone, that's for sure.
No, and I'm telling you, if you smile at somebody or open a door for somebody or just, you know, greet somebody,
mm-hmm.
it makes people happy. You got to try to make people happy around you. Don't just think about yourself and your family. Think mm-hmm. about the people you meet on the road or in the grocery store, and don't be snappy and mm-hmm. to other people. Just treat people like you want them to treat you. And being kind is the most important thing that you can do every day, is just go up and be kind to everybody that you run across. And I just don't think people are doing that anymore like mm-hmm. they should. But we all need to try to get along. That's the world is in a chaos right now, and we need mm-hmm. to all get along and try not to be so judgmental of everybody. That's everybody's problem, you know. If you can't say something good about a person, just think it, but just don't say anything, you know. Just say something good about somebody. Don't talk bad about people. Put people down and criticize people. It's just not the way I was raised and everything. So we all just need to be grateful for each day.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you for that.
That's, you're welcome. And y'all have a good Thanksgiving and enjoy it.
You too.
Time to enjoy.
All right. Absolutely. Take care.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
That's absolutely true. A lot of times we'll see a lot of people like, you know, the holiday spirits and we're happy and we'll give that like, oh, you know, Merry Christmas to everyone. I mean, we could actually spread that out through the whole year. And then sometimes we're so tunnel focused on what we need to do and we forget about people around us. And so it doesn't take a lot to say, you know, hello, good morning, or to compliment someone on anything.
Yeah.
Because we have no idea when we do that, how that affects the other person, when we say something kind to them, and how that actually affects us.
Right.
Because we feel the same thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, just smiling at someone, walking down the street, you may not know them, but just smiling and saying hello or good morning, you know, that might be the best part of their day. You don't know what they are going through. They may have a grumpy frown on their face, or they may, you know, not be having the best day, but you smiling and saying hello to them could be something that turns that around for them, and they're like, okay, there's somebody, total stranger. I mean, I'm I want to challenge you guys to do that over the next several weeks and carry that into the new year. You know, make somebody smile. Speak to someone that you don't know. Speak to a stranger. You know, just, I'm not saying you have to have a big long conversation with them, but just tell them hello.
Yeah.
And, or like Keisha said, you know, complimenting someone that you don't know.
Absolutely. Because
even if you do know them.
Yeah, because you have no idea what that other person's going through.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, let's take another phone call.
Oh no.
We get people calling and the phone lines don't work. 270-651-3000. Y'all keep trying. I'm going to keep trying to answer, okay? 651-3000. We are speaking with Keisha this morning from Fuller Life Counseling Partners. That is our Wellness Wednesday sponsor. And I do want to talk a few moments about First Insurance Group USA, which is located on Happy Valley Road in Glasgow, right next to Monticello Bank. And they are here to help you with your home insurance, your vehicle insurance, your business, whatever you need insured. Maybe it's your RV or your camper or your pets. There's so many things that you may need to have insured just to make sure that if something were to happen, you are covered with
that.
So they can help get you a quote through Auto Owners Insurance, and they have lots of other insurance companies that they can get a quote from as well. Get the information that they need, and they submit that, and they get all of these quotes that come back to them. So they're going to get you the proper coverage, because that's very important. At the best price that they can get you. So typically they are going to have some options for you. And if you are shopping around, or maybe you don't have time, maybe you don't have time to shop around, they can do that for you. So very convenient, and they're good folks there. That's why First is in their name, First Insurance Group. So you can call them at 270-261-5181. That's 261-5181. Or stop by their office, 1422 Happy Valley Road in Glasgow, First Insurance Group USA.
All right.
270-651-3000 is our phone number. And tell us what you're grateful for.
Yeah, I'm loving these calls coming
in. I know.
I'm like, it's just boosting my mood and energy and just, I'm loving it, you know. And just a couple of the calls that have came in, I really enjoy hearing that it sounds like their faith is something that they're very grateful for, you know. And when we engage in things not around us, but maybe that we can't see, because a lot of times we're like, oh, I'm grateful I got money in my bank account, or I got this car, this house, and we're looking at tangible things.
Right.
Look at things that's not tangible. You know, we focus a lot, you know, in counseling, at least I do, with spirituality.
Yes.
With, you know, just connecting to not what you can put your hands on, but just what you can connect to spiritually, emotionally, those different things.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take a phone call.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Great. What are you grateful for today?
I am grateful that God has brought me to a new community down here in Glasgow. I moved here about a year ago, and I'm making new friends and meeting new people, and I'm just grateful that he gives me the opportunity to give even when I may not have much to give.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's deep right there. I love that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the community.
Yes.
Yeah, people here have been very welcoming, and I've noticed that there's a lot of need as well. And whereas we ourselves may not need something, we actually do. We are needed to give to others.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So every time someone thinks that no one needs them, it's not true. Someone needs in a different way.
Yeah,
I agree.
Absolutely.
And it might not always be money. Maybe it's just time. Maybe it's just being present, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always cost something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could just be a cup of tea and someone to listen.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I love what you're grateful for, and we're grateful for you.
Yes, absolutely. If you don't mind, where did you move from?
New York.
Oh, wow. Big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary when you move. I moved from Tennessee and moved to Kentucky and didn't really know anyone except my husband, and been very grateful, just like you, getting to know people and connecting and having a whole new set of family and friends here.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same situation for me as well.
Good for you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's try the other one.
Oh.
I really want the phone lines to work. 270-651-3000. Okay, let's try it.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Morning.
How are you doing today? What are you grateful for, too?
I'm grateful for all the people that have stepped into my life and intervened. I was about 11 years old with drug-addicted parents who introduced me to drugs at a young age. And I'm grateful now that I'm 20 and I've been drugs in like 5 years.
Wow.
Wow, that is awesome.
That is amazing. Congratulations on being a survivor and also a thriver. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm so grateful you called and expressed that, because I know there are several people that have been in your shoes, and you coming forth and just telling a little bit about your life is an inspiration to a lot of people who are listening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope so. I don't want anybody to get to need to go through it. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're grateful for you, and thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for having the courage to call in.
Absolutely.
Because I know it takes some courage to say that. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I love this. Okay. Let's try. I think we have another phone call.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Okay, maybe not. I thought we had somebody on the line. But maybe not. No, I guess not. Sorry.
It's okay.
All right. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. What are you grateful for today? Getting all kinds of phone calls. Just people appreciative of different things, and some are the same, but we all have something that we are grateful for. All right. We have another call.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
People appreciative of different things.
Hello. Good morning. Can you turn your radio down just a little bit? There we go. Good morning. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good morning. I'm thankful for my salvation and my family and my church family and my Sunday school sisters and And what all God does for me, I'm grateful for everything that He gives me and that I have. And everybody's right. They need to be nice to everybody because we live in a world that everybody needs to be loved and accepted. And if you're having problems with somebody, please forgive them and make it right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Life is too short.
Yeah. That's right. Life is too short to hold a grudge about anything.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And what's your name?
Virginia.
Virginia, thank you for that. It's very important to have a connection with a spiritual or faith-based group mm-hmm. that you can go to, and those individuals think about you, pray for you. You have that connection. So thank you for expressing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Yeah. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so grateful for
yeah.
that are calling in this morning.
Absolutely.
And I love hearing other people say what they're grateful for. You know, somebody mm-hmm. said to me, and this has been a while back, they said, what if you woke up the next day? So what if you were not given everything that you weren't grateful for the day before?
Mm.
You know, like woke up without, you know, you
yeah.
You know, saying your prayers and saying I'm grateful for all of my blessings, mm-hmm. everything, you know. But what if you didn't say that and wow. you woke up and you didn't have? I mean, that just kind of stuck in my mind, you know. I'm the first one. I don't say it every single day. I don't mm-hmm. say it like I should. Mm-hmm. I don't.
That you would love and like you would like
yes,
to. Yes.
Yes. I'm not perfect. I don't do it every single day. Mm-hmm. But that was just something that stuck in my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just so grateful for everything, the opportunities mm-hmm. and the friendships and the family. You know, yeah. I just can't say enough wonderful things about the people that are in my life
mm-hmm.
and the support.
Yeah.
That they have given me over my whole life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's great. And I have wonderful friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's good to have a good friend group that you can be yourself. You don't have to worry mm-hmm. about what you say in front of them. You don't have to worry about how you act in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can be your true self.
Yes.
It's great to have a good friend group like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have a good support system from so many different angles and different routes in your life, like as far as your friends, that's a different support group than maybe your coworkers or even your therapist can be part of your support group. So I think it's very important that we have a multitude of different support groups and supportive people in our life.
That's right.
Whoever that may be, from your church. You know, your Sunday school group, your faith-based group, you know, your ball team, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And speaking of therapists, if you're looking for a therapist, you guys have got some amazing folks there at Fuller Life.
Oh, we do. We do. And so our team is pretty awesome. I'm not just saying that because I work there, but I do believe that we have a lot of caring, wonderful therapist staff, you know, if you ever want to come by and just, you know, I have clients that come by and they just talk about just things going on and, you know, stressful things. We work through it. They feel they appear to seem very happy once they
yes.
leave.
Yes.
So that's one thing I'm very grateful for. That's a lot of gratitude.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. So If someone is looking for a therapist or looking for someone to kind of help them get through some tough times, I know we didn't really touch on seasonal depression, but mm-hmm. we all know that is definitely real and
absolutely.
And the struggle is there for a lot of different people. And mm-hmm. sometimes it takes getting into a different routine
mm-hmm.
Or continuing a routine that you started when
yes.
the days were a little bit longer. But sometimes it gets a little bit too challenging and too difficult
mm-hmm.
and you might need somebody to talk to, or in some cases, you might need a medication to kind of help you get through these darker months.
Absolutely. And a lot of people feel there's some shame in like, oh, I might need a little something to get through this holiday season, whatever the reason is that's going on. And the medication management we do have, it does not mean that you have to be on it for the long haul. It may be just to get through this season. So you can feel a little bit more motivated. I'm a little bit more active, so you can get through. And it actually is a clarity, too, for us. For some people, when they have that medication, they can think a little bit clearly and stuff. But it doesn't mean it's going to be a long term. It may just be for the season.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just an as needed medication. You might not even need it every day, but it might be, you know, maybe you have something coming up or you have a family gathering or something that you're feeling very stressful, feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And maybe there's something that you can take as needed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely.
All right. You guys have a website, I know. And of course, locations all over.
All over. We've got 4 locations, 2 in Bowling Green, 1 in Lynchfield, and of course, Glasgow. We're on 122 Insminger Drive. I keep remembering that. I have to remember that we are on a new location this year. It's our brand new location. We love our location. And so if you don't know where that is, it is between Taco Bell and Dairy Queen.
Yeah. So how did the summer go with DQ Grill and Chill and their 2:30, 3:30, 4:30 when drink shakes and mulattes are half price?
Yes. I'm telling you, I'm going to put Dairy Queen on my grateful list. I have visited that place so often that they know me. We've all become friends. So
I knew that was going to happen.
I knew it. So I know more about their life and they know about my life and we've just become friends and I'm actually making Christmas cards to send to them.
That's very sweet. I love that. Yeah. So yeah, a little pick me up, a little reward for yourself at DQ. Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right, we are just about ready to wrap things up here and roughly 1 minute, minute and a half. I know
it's been, went fast.
It has. It has been a fast hour, and I am looking forward to having just a few days off work and just kind of being with the family and hanging out with some friends. And we have our first Christmas gathering on Saturday. So it's on my dad's side of the family, and I always look forward to that. We always have so much fun because we've got a pretty big side. My dad has 4 brothers and sisters, and they all have kids, and then some of them have kids. It's like when everybody gets together, there are so many. I don't even know how many there are in one house, but it's a big group, and I love it when we can all be together and just see each other and kind of catch up with each other's lives. Because some of them I don't get to see. Barely, you know, maybe a couple of times a year, if that. So, because everybody has a busy life.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's hard to get everybody together.
It is, you know, and I know I told you, Kelly, like, I was like telling my husband, like, maybe we should just have Chinese tomorrow and that's it. And I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. We got to see family. And I know once we go and we see family and we're with them, it's like, okay, this was like absolutely awesome. And just getting together with family. And this weekend, I'm having a little Friendsgiving with some of the special ladies that I go to church with. And so just kind of gathering for that. So, you know, just being present, being in the moment, enjoying every little bit of it. Because, you know, we don't know what the next holiday may look like. Being present with the ones that we love, people that we've met, people that we have grown to love, moving to a new town, like a couple people have mentioned. And, you know, it's not always just family that we gather with, but if we've connected to friends and they're like family, well, that is also something to be grateful for also.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to make an appointment with Fuller Life, you can log on to fullerlifecounseling.org. You can also call the phone number.
Absolutely. Or just swing by. You know, you'll be greeted by our front office worker, Jennifer. She's wonderful. So you can swing by. You can call. You can go on the website. Either which way.
All right. Keisha, thanks so much for being here this
morning. Thank you, Kelly.
I really enjoyed the hour with you. And and just, you know, speaking what we're grateful for.
Absolutely. Well, I enjoyed this, and so I am adding this to my gratitude list.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, I hope you do too. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks to all of our sponsors.
Absolutely.
Fireline Outdoors, All About Me Boutique, First Insurance Group USA, and Fuller Life Counseling Partners presents Wellness Wednesday. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Let's go. Broadcasting country's hottest hits from the Toyota of Bowling Green Studios. This is 103.7 WHHT, K-City, Glasgow. She said she was